Every parish has a different microphone system, so I apologize for it not being on at the beginning. So let me reintroduce myself. I am Father Reggie Urban, a priest of the Dodge City Diocese, retired for about a year now because of health reasons in Great Bend. And it is my honor to be here with you this morning. First time presiding and preaching in the cathedral, so I feel like I've reached a crescendo in my career of 41 years. And when I came up, I almost took the bishop's chair. But I thought maybe the roof would fall in and we'd all get wet, which would be appropriate for today, the solemnity of John the Baptist's birth. First of all, with it being June the 24th today, I would like to let you know that you have 6 months left to shop for Christmas presents. The wonderful solemnity of John the Baptist's birth was selected for June the 24th in honor of what the Gospel of Luke tells us in another place. After Mary conceived, she went to visit her cousin Elizabeth, who was 6 months pregnant with John. So since the church decided to celebrate Jesus' birthday on December the 25th, it decided to celebrate John the Baptist's birthday today, a day before, 6 months before Jesus' birthday. It also, interestingly, parallels the decreasing amount of light, natural light, from this past Thursday, the first day of summer, until Christmas. Since John was such a humble prophet, in the Gospel of John, he is quoted as saying, "I must decrease, he must decrease." And today we heard that he said he wasn't worthy to untie Jesus' sandals. So he was a great person, most of all, maybe because of his humility. Secondly, our church celebrates only three birthdays: that of Jesus, that of John the Baptist today, and Mary. I keep wondering personally why we don't celebrate the birthday of Saint Joseph. So I am going to write Pope Francis, along with my 15 or so suggestions about how to improve the church, and recommend that he establish a birthday of Saint Joseph. I've been a priest for 41 years, so don't you think I have the credibility to do that? John's birthday today is a solemnity, while Mary's birthday on September the 8th is not. This gives John's birthday some preeminence, some special importance. Some people call this solemnity Summer Christmas. What a great way to name what today is, Summer Christmas. Birthdays, actually, to me, are very important occasions, even though my 5 siblings keep saying, "It's just another day." But it really is not. Birthdays are great occasions. So contrary to them, I like to celebrate my birthday, which is in another month, on July the 19th. And this year I'm going to play golf with 2 of my brothers and my 1 nephew up in Nebraska. I was in Nebraska for 25 years as a priest, and then came back to my home diocese, the diocese of, I like to call it, God's City. And I've been back here now 16 years. And maybe you know why it was called God's City years ago by the little boy when Father Franz was first appointed bishop here. The little boy said, "Mom, Father Franz is going to be the new bishop of God's City." And I think you people should put a sign at all the entrances to this town, and it says, this is God's city. Don't you think? Because it really is. Every city is, but in a special way, God's city here. July the 19th, my birthday, was in 1950. It was the hottest day of the hottest month of the hottest year on record in Kansas. That tells you a little bit about me. I was born on the hottest day of the hottest year of the hottest month. Not only that, 1950 was a holy year. And in that year, we declared the idea, the theology of the Assumption of Mary, which was declared about a month after I was born. So 1950 was a holy and a hot year. That makes me holy and... I won't say it out loud. I think birthdays are great occasions. I am in good company since the Catholic Church does too. Even though we are very selective about the birthdays that we celebrate. And like I said, we should be a little less selective and bring in St. Joseph. And then St. Catherine of Siena would be my next choice of the birthday that we should celebrate in our church. Birthdays remind us of our dignity and uniqueness. Birthdays help us to appreciate ourselves as much as God does. And we will never, ever appreciate ourselves as much as God does. We will never love ourselves, no matter how arrogant we might be, more than God. Like John, we too have been called from our mother's womb. Like John, we have a special role in the history of salvation, even though it's almost 2,000 years later. Our role is, in a sense, just as special as his, even though he was the greatest in the Old Testament, as Jesus said. Like John, we are called to prepare others for Christ to come into their life. In a special way, parents. And we think about that today in our American history as we struggle with the laws of immigration and how children are being separated from their parents and deprived of the opportunity to give them love directly and also to bring Christ into their lives directly. Nobody should take a child away from its mother or father. And John the Baptist probably would have preached very loudly about that today. And so, in conclusion, I would like to share with you a quote that complements the feast and what I'm trying to say. Some people say that it was written by Nelson Mandela, the president of South Africa. Actually, he used the last line of this quote in his inaugural speech in 1994. But I would like to share the whole quote. I think it really is something that John said, not only by his preaching, but also by his words. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You, I love this line, you are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking
so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It is not just in some of us, it is in everyone. And as we let our light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. John the Baptist did that in a very unique way. Let us listen to his words and his example as we go through Advent this coming fall, winter, and as we think of him. I love the banner. I'm not sure where I saw it. Somewhere here, I think it's over here, of him baptizing Jesus. What a great symbol for all of us as he continues to baptize us almost 2,000 years later.